This is a CK to Z news update. The grizzly bear tours by Clahoose Coastal Adventures are soon kicking off for the season and are now positioned as an item on a growing menu of the company's tourism offerings. CK to Z news spoke about the wild bear tours with Bruno Pereira, general manager of QXMC, which oversees all the business ventures and economic development for the Clahoose First Nation.
Just to give you a little idea of the operations, we've been doing it even before I arrived. I think it's about 6 years old, the grizzly bear operation. It's up in Toba Inlet, traditional territory of Clahoose First Nation. And we have six platforms. We call them towers, but they're more platforms. And we bring guests out of the resort here in Desolation Sound or directly from Campbell River, where we have partners that we work with, tour operators from Campbell River.
And did it happen last year or did you have a break?
It's a very interesting question. So last year, towards the month of March, April, we decided to write off the season, to not have it. Although, against all odds, some operators in Campbell River started calling us, guys, we have people from Canada, they want to come. Is it okay? We can do private tours. We can bring less visitors. And so we reconsidered. And once we hit that magic number, that threshold, where it made sense opening again, we actually did. And we had one of our best seasons. It was pretty cool.
Amazing. So does that leave you looking forward to this year?
Oh, absolutely. So it's September, October. It's 6 weeks to 8 weeks period. It's super dense, but there's already a lot of demand. So we're definitely opening and we're happy that we brought back a lot of our good guides. Because last year we ran with the skeleton team. We had half the guides. This year we were able to bring back the old timers, but also the dream team.
What does the tour look like?
It's a 3-hour tour. We go to Toba and obviously it's nature, right? So we hope that we see bears. We usually do, but there's so many, many other things to see as well, you know. And then we bring the clients back. So if the clients are coming from Campbell River, they go back to Campbell River. If they are guests at the resort, well, then they come back to the resort and they continue their stay.
So it's an add-on.
Yeah, you put it perfectly. And that was the issue at first when I arrived 2 years and a half ago. The bear tour was the only product. So it kind of didn't make much sense if we wanted to grow or expand. You cannot build on a sub product, right? So that's why we invested in boats. We purchased two resorts. And now the bear tour is one of our add-ons. That's a business model for the tour operators in Campbell River as well. They have whale watching, sightseeing, and there's also the bear tour that they can add on to their portfolio of offerings.
How high off the ground are the platforms?
Not that high. They're about 6 feet high, maybe 7 feet high.
Intensive safety protocols are in place to protect both guests and wildlife.
First of all our guides get bear training. They're super good at what they do. They're super safe. They're thorough with safety measures and how to read the environment. So that's one thing that is crucial. Second, we move the guests in passenger buses. We have three buses up in Toba. There's no food in the buses. That will attract bears as well. So there's very strict rules, but it makes the adventure super safe as well. So from the beach to the towers, it's by bus. Between the towers, it's by bus as well. And once in the platforms, the bears, even if they wander and walk around the towers, they never go up. They're kind of oblivious to it. But this being said, there are some rules that need to be respected. You need to be silent. You cannot provoke them. Food is an absolute no-no. So once we get those parameters and rules understood, it's an amazing experience.
What's it like to be watching the grizzlies?
It's very humbling. It's kind of surreal at first because, you know, you just watch those David Suzuki shows and wilderness shows on TV and you're like, whoa, those animals are impressive. But when you see them in person, first of all, there's that wow moment. Wow, this is a big animal. You know, we're in his environment. We are the strangers here. So let's make sure we respect it. But then you see how agile and the dexterity that they have. And it's super impressive. When you have the chance to see them eat the salmon, it's the most mind-blowing thing. Because with their fangs and their paws, they just dissect that fish so thoroughly, but also gently. It's amazing to see them in action. And then you see them fighting one against each other and like, okay, yeah, they're wild animals. You know, it's impressive for sure.
Do you have any hopes for this season and moving forward?
For the bear tours, I'm just hoping the salmon will show up because No salmon means less bears.
Do you have any sense if that's looking good?
No. Until the heavy rains come in, it's so tricky with nature. I don't know, 5% of what my guides know about nature, and they can read the environment much better, but we definitely need some water. We cannot have too much water because then that means that the next generations of salmon are being washed away. So that's not good also. So it's that balance that nature has to find, but it's not easy with all the climate change. And for example, for the last 3 years, there's a huge population of seals in Toba. The seals are basically eating all the salmon before they go up the inlet. So the bear never see the salmon because it stops at the beach, right? At the mouth of the river. Once in a while, there's a couple orcas that come in and eat the seals. So we're happy because that balances things up, right? But yeah, there's so many moving pieces that it's hard to read the landscape and see if it's going to be a good year or not. We never know.
You have been listening to an interview with Bruno Pereira, General Manager of QXMC.